Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. It is the Monday, July 5th edition of the show. I'm Gary, riding solo. This is the podcast only edition, of course, for Monday. Happy July 4th to everybody that was traveling this weekend, having a good time with their families and whatnot. You tried to make a good excuse for getting out of town and doing whatever for America's Independence Day. Such a good time. We have done fireworks with the toddler. We have been in Birmingham. Enjoyed quite a lot of stuff this weekend. So I'll go ahead and tell you about that, as a matter of fact. So my wife and I went out in Birmingham. One of the first times that we have actually gone out and just, enjoyed the city. Enjoyed Birmingham. For those of you that have not gone, it is a fantastic time. Go out and enjoy yourself. It was a hell of a night for us. We started out at this place called the Atomic Lounge. I don't know if anybody's actually been there or not, but it is an alcohol-only bar, and it is tiny. The atmosphere is awesome. If you don't follow me on Instagram or on Twitter, I'm at GaryWCE. That's the easiest place to find us. But we went to Atomic Lounge. We went to a place called Kerrigan's and got some food. Went to drink a nightcap at the Paper Doll Bar. Everybody, super nice. Very friendly and, at reasonable prices, all that good stuff. But the drinks were fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I had two different types of, good gracious, I can't remember what I had. Bourbon drinks, basically. I had bourbon drinks. But they were fantastic. So, drank a lot of PBR, tried to get back to my roots when I was a younger man. And thoroughly enjoyed it. So go ahead and check those places out. Atomic Lounge, Kerrigan's, Paper Doll Bar, all in downtown Birmingham. Good stuff. You can find me, of course, again, on Instagram, on Twitter, at GaryWCE. And I posted links to those places. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, go ahead and give you the rundown. WinningCuresEverything.com is the website. You can find everything that you need to know about us over there. And we do a college football show. SportsbookReview.com or SBRPicks.com/NCAAF. That's going to be your one-stop shop for all of your college football gambling needs, any analysis, whatnot. It's a fantastic crew, a slew of great writers. They are really, really fun, and they know their stuff. So go ahead and check that out if you would. Biggest story of the day, or of the weekend, I guess, at least in college football circles, is number one recruit for the 2021 class, JT Tuimoloau. Committed to Ohio State. Now, he is the one recruit that decided, I'm going to wait around and wait until I can get my official visits in before I actually enroll for classes. And I don't blame him. I mean, it was a ridiculous length of time for that dead period. He canceled his trip to Alabama. This was down to USC, Washington, Oregon, and Ohio State. He is actually from the state of Washington. Everybody kind of assumed, I guess you could say, that, hey, Oregon might be the leader because he canceled his trip to Tuscaloosa after he went to Eugene and met with Mario Cristobal and that bunch. But at the end of the day, Ohio State wins out. I think that gives them 4 or 5 of the top 10 players in the country. Alabama only signed 2. I think Texas got 1. I mean, there's, you know, it very rarely does anybody get that many of the top players in the class. And yet Alabama still ended up with the number 1 ranked recruiting class for the 2021 season, even with this guy going to Ohio State. So the top end talent is there for Ohio State. The depth, you know, a little different, but I mean, they got players. They got players for days. Ryan Day, what he is doing there is just unheard of. And the Buckeyes will continue on. They will continue on in the national title picture. They will be fantastic this year so long as they have somebody under center that can actually get the football to all those playmakers that they have. And they got some studs on defense. Absolute playmakers, game changers on defense. We'll move on to the next story that, you know, went around in circles on social media. This will be a little bit, you know, shorter show, slower show, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to hit several topics, but yeah, I mean, it's July 4th weekend. I'm doing this in my wife's old bedroom, I believe, or her brother's bedroom or something. I'm at my in-laws right now. So Alabama backlash for Milo's. Milo's sweet tea, Milo's hamburgers, you know, the fast food restaurant, you know, based out of Alabama, started in Birmingham. They signed a deal with Bo Nix. Of course, the NIL went into effect on July 1st, on Thursday, and Milo's caught a whole lot of what-ifs, a whole lot of backlash, a whole lot of mess about the fact that they signed an Auburn player for an NIL deal. And Alabama fans started a campaign on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook, etc., and they were throwing out their Milo's, and they were pouring it out, and they were vowing to never buy Milo's. They were going to buy Red Diamond Sweet Tea, which, you know, it's all the same to me. Like, it's sweet tea, you know? I like homemade sweet tea. But either way, Milo's is good. It's good stuff. But Alabama fans absolutely threw a fit over this. So Milo's, the day after Bo Nix announces that he has signed with them, Milo's goes out and signs Malachi Moore, defensive back from Alabama, who actually picked off Bo Nix in the Iron Bowl last year. I don't think that it gets much better than that. You've got Bo Nix, the quarterback at Auburn, and the guy that picked him off in the Iron Bowl, Malachi Moore, that sounds like a win-win to me. You know, both Alabama and Auburn having deals with Milo's, I think that's going to work. And it has caused a massive, massive trend for Milo's sweet tea. So cheers to them for actually finding some good publicity out of this. More people talking about sweet tea than I think they normally would. So we talked about JT Tuimoloau, the number one recruit. Well, for the 2022 class, SMU has landed a 5-star recruit per ESPN, right? ESPN, here's what's weird about this. The kid's named Jordan Hudson. He was an Oklahoma decommit, and he had offers from Alabama, from Texas, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But he chose to go to SMU. Now, here's the difference. ESPN has this kid as the number 12 overall player in the country for the 2022 class. 247 has him as the number 185 class. 247 has him as a 4-star. ESPN has him as a super high 5-star. So I don't know exactly where the kid falls, probably somewhere in the middle. The 24/7 composite rating has him at number 113 in the country, but number 12 at ESPN, and he chose SMU. That's kind of a big deal for a group of 5 school. You don't get very many of those. When you do get a 5-star, it's typically like Ed Oliver going to Houston, right? It's and don't get me wrong, Jordan Hudson is from Texas, not too far away from SMU, so it does make a little bit of sense. But, man, the last time we had a G5 school get a super highly rated 5-star prospect, that would be Ed Oliver. So I'm looking for big things from Jordan Hudson. You know, they got a quarterback. I cannot remember the kid's name right now, but they got a massive quarterback as well in this class. And, you know, it's somebody that had offers from big-time schools. So we will see exactly what ends up going down with that. But hey, cheers to SMU for finding a way to get their recruiting going. Sonny Dykes has really got that thing moving there. You know, nobody really expects big things this season, but they got studs, man. They got players. So I'm looking out for that to see exactly what's going to happen there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's move on. Let's talk about Marv Alberts, the voice of the NBA. He retires after 55 years in the, well, not in the league, but calling games, right? He's called games for the Knicks. He called hockey. He's called boxing matches. He has done NFL games. I mean, it's all kind of stuff. 80 years old, and he got to call the Bucks reaching the finals for the first time in, I mean, forever. I want to say the 50s or maybe the early 70s, one or the other. I can't remember, but cheers to Marv Alberts. You know, he had a scandal that went on a decade ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was, and, you know, worked through that, found his way back to the league, and he has been the voice of TNT NBA coverage for years. I mean, at 55 years doing this, again, he's 80 years old. Cheers to him. It's time to go out and have some fun. Do something else. Enjoy the rest of your life, my friend. But with that said, you know, the Suns and the Bucks are the NBA Finals now, and I don't have to tell you. You've all heard this show before. You know what my thoughts on the NBA are. I'm curious what the ratings are going to be. You know, they have needed big-time superstars in the past. And yes, you've got the Greek Freak. And yes, you've got Chris Paul and Devin Booker and whatnot. But, you know, Phoenix against Milwaukee, I'm sure that is not what the NBA had in mind when they have been so used to these major, major markets. No, don't get me wrong. Phoenix, that's a pretty big market. Milwaukee? Yeah, okay, that's a decent-sized market. But, you know, Milwaukee finally getting there. Everybody was worried about it. Mike Budenholzer, everybody thought that he might be out if they don't make it to the finals this year. Well, they got there, and we'll see what happens. But I'm curious, very curious about the NBA ratings after this, because this is not exactly what I think anybody thought we were going to get. But cheers to it. Chris Paul finally gets a finals appearance. Giannis Antetokounmpo finally gets a finals appearance. Devin Booker still early in his career. Like, this is going to be fun. Like, I'm excited about this. The Suns get there. That means Jay Crowder has got his he's got his second finals appearance in the last 2 years. He was with the Heat last year. I mean, this is going to be fun. This will be a fun matchup. And I think that's what we all want, right? We just want fun NBA games. So, along with that, we'll close out with a couple of these. Joey Chestnut. Everybody knows about Joey Chestnut, right? The star of July 4th for so many years. He is the hot dog eating champion of the world, and he broke his own record. Hit the over-under, if you were betting on this, the over-under for hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes by him was 73.5, and he ate 76. He broke his record from last year, which was 75. And now he has 74 at one point, and now he gets 76 in 10 minutes. That's 7.6 hot dogs every minute. I don't even know how that's possible. And don't get me wrong. I've watched it. I've seen the clips. I've seen the highlights. But Why do we do this to ourselves in America? I don't understand what the fascination is with it, but it is. I mean, it's something else, right? I can't say too much because when I was at the hotel last night, or on Saturday night, I sat up for a little while and watched American Cornhole League. So who am I to judge what sport everybody wants to consume in the middle of their July 4th holiday? Not me. I will not judge anybody. So along with that, another fascinating story. You know how we like to get into weird stories on this show. Fireworks were canceled after the fireworks truck exploded on the beach Sunday morning in Ocean City, Maryland. Now, if you haven't seen the clip, it went viral. It was all over the place. But yes, the fireworks truck for the giant July 4th celebration that they were doing in Ocean City, Maryland, exploded. And it's just on the middle of the beach. Now, nobody got injured. There were minor injuries for some of the staff that were like right there. None of them agreed to be transported to the hospital. Nothing like that. They were all fine. But the entire celebration, I mean, we are talking a ton of money because this was a huge fireworks celebration on the beach that they were going to have on Sunday night. And the entire truck blew up on Sunday morning, like sometime around, I think, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Like, there's people out on the beach just having a good time, celebrating, you know, popping a couple of cool snacks, doing their thing. And suddenly, this truck that is just sitting in the middle of the beach just explodes. Like, it is completely gone. Fireworks and smoke and everything just all up in the air. It lasted about 30 seconds or so, 30, 45 seconds of everything just exploding. And you couldn't see anything. It went haywire. But the whole truck was gone. I have never seen anything like it. At least not a truck being blown up. I've seen fireworks, you know, going off at the same time. We've seen that basically every year. Never seen it inside of the truck. So that was a new one for me. So very, very fun stuff coming out of July 4th. You know, we'll obviously have a longer show on Tuesday, but I wanted to get some stuff out there. There were things that I was watching this weekend that I wanted to share with everybody. Hopefully all of you had a fantastic 4th of July. Hopefully all of you have downloaded the podcast and are already subscribed, because that would certainly help us out. We would appreciate that. So I got a little bit out. I've got zero internet connection down here, basically. So Chris and I could not do the show together, but we will be doing it again on Thursday. Of course, the live show on YouTube. If you are not subscribed already, make sure that you do. You can find it over at winningcureseverything.com. That's the easiest place to find all of our stuff. Again, if you're listening to this, that means that you are on the podcast. If you haven't subscribed to it, go ahead and do that. Share it out. Tell somebody you know. Tell a friend. Tell them, hey, you need to be checking this out, because we would certainly appreciate that, and it would help the show. That would support us way more than any kind of money or anything else. The biggest thing is you guys listening. Listening and liking and reviewing and sharing it out. All that good stuff. So we thank you for the support and all that good stuff. Again, our college football show, we are in the middle of conference preview season. Of course, we are now in July. That means that we are in the last month with no college football, because college football begins on August 28th. So go ahead and check that out, sbrpicks.com/NCAAF, or you can search it out on YouTube. Just search out SBR Picks. That is where you can find it. We've already released Conference USA. We've already released the MAC. And I believe next week we have the Mountain West and the Independents and something else, the Sun Belt. We've got the Sun Belt coming out next week. So go ahead and check those things out. Make sure you're subscribed over there as well. With that said, I think that we are going to go ahead and get out of here. You guys have been fantastic. Again, if you are traveling, stay safe. Thank you for listening. And take care of yourself, take care of each other, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.